USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee wants the Georgia District Attorney prosecuting former President Trump to turn over documents. Republican Committee Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio sent Fannie Willis a letter late last month demanding records related to any communication with federal officials concerning her investigation. Willis is prosecuting Trump and 18 others in a sweeping indictment, accusing them of trying to illegally overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. Since May of this year, wage growth in the United States has been outpacing inflation on an annual basis for the first time since prices first surged over 2 years ago. But as bank rate analyst Sarah Foster points out, that in no way means Americans' wallets have fully recovered.
The economy is turning a corner. The gap is closing. But when you compare how much prices have risen since the beginning of 2021, we can see that there's about a 3-point gap for wages.
12.8% since the beginning of 2021 versus a 15.8% rise in prices over the same period. Federal prosecutors plan to indict Hunter Biden on gun charges before the end of the month. The president's son had agreed to a plea agreement that would have spared him jail time for allegedly purchasing a gun as a drug user. The deal had Hunter Biden entering a diversion program, but the agreement fell apart in court in July. The U.S. must continue to support Ukraine in its war against Russia.
A strong and vital Europe is of vital importance to the United States. Standing with our allies against Putin is directly and measurably strengthening the U.S. military.
That's what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on the Senate floor today. The Kentucky Republican said U.S. support to Kyiv is grinding down one of America's biggest adversaries. This comes as some conservative lawmakers have spoken out against providing more assistance in the conflict. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Freshness made easy with the 3 small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, main cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Free, happy, Febreze, la, 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 la.
Police in Pennsylvania are still on the hunt for an escaped murderer. Danilo Cavalcante escaped a week ago from the Chester County Prison, about 25 miles west of Philly. The search had been focused on an area within 2-mile perimeter around a residential neighborhood near the prison, but it expanded earlier this week when the convicted killer was spotted on a trail camera at a popular botanical garden about 3 miles from the prison. Actor Danny Masterson is being sentenced in Los Angeles. 47-year-old former star of The 70s Show was found guilty in late May on 2 counts of forcible rape. Masterson was accused of drugging the women's drinks so he could rape them. A woman who was pregnant when she escaped the devastating wildfires in Maui is now a mother. The family's home was completely destroyed, but everyone who lived there survived. The baby is named after the woman's sister who got them to safety after the street her family had lived on for 4 generations was destroyed. The home where Marilyn Monroe lived and died is facing demolition.
Property in the upscale Brentwood neighborhood on the west side of Los Angeles was purchased in 2017 for $8.3 million. It's where Monroe was found dead in 1962 of a drug overdose. The current owners want to demolish everything, but fans and historians hope there will be a change of heart. They are lobbying the City Planning Commission and consider preserving the 1920s home as an icon of Hollywood history and architecture.
That's Phil Hewlett. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.